This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
What is the Christian's response to Planned Parenthood? That's our topic today here on The Christian American. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. If you remember last time, we discussed what is Planned Parenthood. We discussed some of the various things in which they do and the various things in which they support. And so we'll be looking at three major points today and how the Christian can respond to Planned Parenthood. In addressing those who live in a sinful lifestyle, such as homosexuality and the transgender movement, those who are involved in such, we have to be willing to sit down and talk with them. This, of course, for many makes people uncomfortable. But if we're going to reach some individuals for Christ who are in this sinful lifestyle, we have to be willing to sit down and talk with them. If you remember, the New Testament bears out that Christ also sat with the sinners and the tax collectors. That doesn't mean that he was in agreement with them. We know that much is sure. But sometimes we have to be willing to step outside of our circle of comfort to reach those who are in this lost and dying world. We do so because we are reminded of what Christ said in Matthew 19, verses 4 and 5. When he said, "And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Isn't it interesting how just two simple verses brings out the clear truth concerning homosexuality and concerning transgenderism? We talked about transgenderism before in the past here on this program. We know here in Matthew 19, verses 4 and 5, there are only two options for one's gender, male or female, and those things are decided at birth. We find that also the person who is going to be married only has one option, that is a spouse of the opposite sex. We find here in Matthew 19 and verse 5, the Bible says, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." We also would do well to be reminded of Leviticus 18 verse 22 that says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman, it is an abomination." Let's consider those who are involved or are having an unplanned pregnancy. For various reasons, this could take place, not just because of someone who is involved in who has committed fornication, but also even for those who have been perhaps the victim of a rape. We have to remind individuals that abortion is not an option. It should not be an option for anyone. We do know there are many today who are still trying to adopt children, and so that always would be an option as well. And we should remind them of Hebrews 13 and verse 4, where the Bible says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." We find that when those are just considering a abortion, many times they say, "Well, you know, well, I just can't handle this. Surely God wouldn't want me to have a child that I'm not ready for or couldn't provide for." But we want to remember Proverbs 6 and verse 17 that one of the things that God hates are hands that shed innocent blood. How does a Christian respond to Planned Parenthood? In general, we respond by telling individuals, encouraging them, and teaching them using God's word that they must not be like the world. In Romans 12 and verse 2, the Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And so we must remind individuals today about God's commands, and that we cannot be pulled into or encouraged into following after the world, but instead we must be transformed by changing our life and changing our mindset and determining to follow God and His Word. Thank you for listening today on to the Christian American.